Sometimes you gotta write a new love song to get the old ones out your brain. Yeah, you gotta write a new love song to get the old ones out your brain.
And I think I got one. Yeah, and I think I got one. Yeah, yeah, I got one. And I think I got one.
What's going on? How are you? Welcome into the Woods Podcast. I am your host, Ryan Woods. This is the Into the Woods Podcast for Tuesday, March 26th, 2024. And my computer sounds like it's going to blow away or blow up. That's an Apple product, as it does every week on this podcast. How are you? Ryan, you could get a mixer, and it would save you a lot of trouble. Yeah, I could get a mixer, but I'm not going to. Because, one, I suck at this, and two, would it make you better? No. No, better equipment doesn't make you better at anything. I think people, you have to already be good. Like, if you gave me a bat, that, like, I would say Babe Ruth, but people are kind of on to him. But you give me the same tools Shohei Ohtani has, just because the equipment is the same doesn't mean the result is the same. Like, if you gave me Shohei Ohtani's bat and glove, I'm not good at baseball. But where me and Shohei Ohtani are equal is FanDuel. Not an ad. But we both have donated a lot of money to FanDuel, allegedly. If you're one of my family members listening to this, I don't gamble enough. But, you know, the thing is with Shohei Ohtani gambling, if Shohei Ohtani is gambling, if he truly was gambling with an offshore bookie, that's what California does to you people. You see what I'm saying? I think the Shohei Ohtani scandal is proof that they should not make abortions illegal. What do you mean by that, Ryan? I mean that people, if they want to gamble in states where online gambling isn't legal, they're going to find illegal ways to gamble, just as with abortion. Am I solving the world's problems on the End of the Woods podcast? People are asking, could it be that I'm drinking an alive ancient mushroom elixir that tastes like root beer? People are asking, Ryan, what's in the cup this week? Well, we have a 0% juice, alive, ancient mushroom elixir. Energy, clarity, mood. What does it do for you, Ryan? Well, apparently it awakens your mind and body. Through clean energy, enjoy a boost of uplifting, sustained energy. Free of jitters or a crash with natural caffeine. I shouldn't drink this right now. Mental clarity. Sharpen your focus and feel more alert with reishi. Reishi chaga and turkey tail? Ancient mushrooms. Balanced mood. Feel awake and grounded. Balanced mood. Feel awake and grounded with a positive, stress-free attitude and an optimistic outlook. You see, what this is right here, as I almost cracked my voice. What this is here is it's like those white women on TikTok that tell you to, like, go stand in your front yard with your feet planted on the ground and make yourself one with the earth. Or they tell you to get on all fours and go baby pose with your beehole facing the sun to get that vitamin D straight injection. No need for Sunny D when you're going back feet in the air towards the sun. You know what I mean? So I was going to drink this, but now I don't want to be up all night, even though caffeine probably doesn't have an effect on me. Because no matter how many times I say I want to quit energy drinks, no matter how many times I tell myself I want to quit energy drinks, it's not going to happen. I want to quit so bad. I don't need 200 milligrams of caffeine injected straight into my mouth. I just am a victim. I'm an addict. Oh, what are the chicks at the gym drinking? Alani Nu in fun flavors like Tropsicle? I'm there. Oh, is that a Red Bull? Coconut Red Bull? Save me, Coconut Red Bull, save me. Oh, sugar-free monster with one of those cans that has texture on the outside? Yes, please, I'll take two. When I'm at a bar, can I get a vodka Red Bull? No vodka, please. I don't know what to tell you, dude. I'm addicted to energy drinks. I don't want to be this way. One day I want to recover, but it's just not going to happen now. Every time I drink one, too. Why is it so true that everything tastes and everything is so much better when there's not a nagging, annoying woman in your ear telling you how bad it is? I mean, just think. Pizza, fried food, Taco Bell. Everything is so much better when there's not some dork in your ear telling you how bad it is. Just like what you like, man. I mean, Taco Bell. You tell somebody you eat Taco Bell and they're like, oh, that's trash. Oh, Taco Hell. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Okay, screw you, dude. You probably eat Burger King. Oh, you're too good for Taco Bell. Guess what? We're both going to die of the same thing. What is that, Ryan? I don't know. I'm drinking an Alive Ancient Mushroom Elixir. What do you want me to say? I'm off that elixir this week. You know, so whatever. I had a good week, man. I don't want you guys to bring me down. I really didn't have a good week. I had a little bit of mishap this weekend where I don't want to be like this. I need to be honest with you, as I always am on this podcast. I'm the most honest man alive. And it pains me to say this, honestly. And this is not a joke. This is not a joke. This is honest. I have what many people would call an anger problem. Some would say I'm dealing with an anger problem. But I would actually disagree because I'm not dealing with my anger problem. I'm struggling with my anger problem. And you might say, go to therapy. Well, I'm also afraid to. The last time I went to therapy, I started telling the person a lot, and then I hung up the Zoom call, and I was like, oh, they know too much, and I canceled all my sessions. So that seems like a problem that I need to probably go to therapy for, but then again, I can't open up. So yeah, I blew up at small things. Dana doesn't think it's awesome. I don't think it's awesome for her. You know, because when you're blowing up, if you ever had a really good blow up of just epic proportion. If you've ever had a blow up where it's just like everything comes over the top, you're just saying all these words, you're screaming, you want to take your shirt off for some reason. You know, you're like two white guys at a bar that are about to fight and one of them takes their shirt off. Why is it always that when dudes want to fight at a bar, a shirt's got to come off? But when you have an epic blow up like that, I'm always like in third person, like, stop. No, you don't want to do this, but I'm always powerless to it. So it's really, really annoying. I'm really, really got to pull that in, if we're being honest. But I can't go to therapy, dude. They make you blame people. And I just got to put it on myself. Is that why I have anger? Yes. Is every fuck up the end of the world? Yes. Am I alone again this week because Dana's out on a trip for work? Of course she is. So now that makes it even worse. It's quiet in the house. I can hear myself thinking. I have to do my laundry. I just carpet clean the seats in my car. I'm a maniac. But anywho, yeah, I've been feeling pretty good. I had a good weekend, watched a lot of March Madness, watched a lot of college basketball. I watch college basketball one time a year, and then I can never find out why I'm losing so many bets. How could this be? I don't know a thing about this. Why can't I get it right? I actually won a lot of bets, no big deal, but enough. I won enough bets where I didn't lose any money. I came out on top enough. You know what I mean? I don't bet enough either. And I got to admit something about sports gambling. Sports gambling has ruined watching sports with your friends. I'm a victim of it. I gamble on sports. But it does suck when you're hanging out with some guys and you just want to sit down. It's three to four guys. You're sitting there, you're watching a game, and somebody's telling you about how they need this guy to get 10 more points, that guy to get 3 more assists, this guy to get 6 more rebounds. Oh, and they would have won this much money if this guy didn't do this and this guy did that, blah, blah, blah. Parlays and online gambling are ruining old-fashioned sports watching with your friends. Everybody's got to tell you about a parlay that almost hit, that would have hit if this. Well, if there was a, if they could invent a woulda, coulda, shoulda, almost parlay, you guys would be millionaires. Because every time I go to watch sports now, somebody needs somebody to get 20 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists. And then when they don't, and they lose their $3 that would have been 90, it's got to be a government conspiracy. And I know I'm a victim of it. I gamble on sports. I'm also involved in this. But I think like parlay, watching a bet and sweating out like a single, like sweating out a bet where you're like, I need -5.5, need this team to win by 6. That's cool. Because like you all can ride that. But when somebody's got 10 leg parlay that they're just like, oh, I needed that shot to go down. Oh, I needed that guy to grab a rebound. It sucks. It's really annoying. It just kind of sucks. It's ruined sport. I don't even want to do it anymore. And I never thought I'd say that. I like sports. I'm not as like life or death with them as you might think. Unless it's really the Browns. But even then, I think like living with a woman has kind of taken that a little bit down for me. You know, I want to be all in, but then I'm like, fuck. Got to make dinner. And she doesn't give a fuck. She's like, you didn't play. Like, honestly, I feel like the one time I used to be so down about it. And she'd be like, well, you didn't fucking play. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right. I had no control of the outcome of this game. And everything's going to work out. They've lost so many games that if they lose another, I'm going to be all right. But don't want them to lose. But if they do, that's life. What else happened this weekend after watching March Madness? College basketball. You know, I came on here and I railed against college women's basketball. I think the same way about college men's basketball. It's erratic. It's all over the place. It's exciting when things are like happening in crunch time. But just like the basketball watching experience, there's no such thing as a beautiful game when it comes down to men's college basketball. That they look like, if you could just have a, if there was a guy out there that I feel like could dribble and like set a screen and then pass without throwing it 5 feet over the guy's head, I feel like that team would win more often than not. But yeah, I was watching March Madness on Friday, and you know, I made my fair share of Kate Middleton jokes. And I saw a lot of people saying like, oh, the Kate Middleton jokes aren't funny now. Don't we all feel bad? No, we're still gonna make jokes about things. There's nothing to feel bad about. Does it suck that Kate Middleton has cancer and isn't on The Masked Singer? The Masked Singer, such a funnier outcome than cancer. All due respect, you know, thoughts and prayers, Kate Middleton. But I think what this does prove is the royal family gets cancer. Two members of the royal family have cancer right now. Does that prove cancer isn't a government conspiracy and they don't have some special health care that keeps them from getting cancer? Like, is that true? Or is this like a ploy by that same government conspiracy? Oh my God. Now I feel like I'm on the Joe Rogan podcast. But man, it would have been a lot more funny, a lot funnier if Kate Middleton was on The Masked Singer and not have cancer. You know, I don't know how to speak, but yeah, because I'm kind of speechless about that one. That one's kind of a bummer. I did see before I came on here. You know, the world gives and takes away. You know, you start a podcast in your basement, and you're like, what am I going to talk about? How am I going to fill 30 minutes of airtime? I'm on episode like 250. What the hell could I be talking about on a random Tuesday in March? Monday in March? Well, P. Diddy's house gets raided, and every time they raid one of these rich people's homes, one of these really famous people's homes, and they do an aerial shot, and they have a house the size of a small town. I'm like, well, man, I do not feel bad for these people, especially because they're criminals, but also like they were living, they could still be in the house. I mean, how would they even be able to search all the rooms? It's probably trap doors everywhere. I mean, these homes are insane. He's got like a small island. It's incredible. And then you find out that freaking Bruno Mars is $50 million in gambling debt. What do me, Bruno Mars, and Shohei Ohtani have in common? Bad gamblers. Bruno Mars, $50 million in debt. Shohei Ohtani allegedly got stolen by his best friend, money stolen by his best friend, who's also his interpreter. Who even knows anymore? Seems like he's taking the fall. I don't know. Whatever. And then me losing $10 a night on FanDuel. We're one and the same, you know? So, but Bruno Mars, dude, $50 million in debt? Really? Really, Bruno? You're going to do that? Let's Google that. It's probably the first story. Bruno Mars. I like how Google tells you how many results they get. Bruno Mars, 5'5". That's tough. 33 million followers on Instagram. He's following 50 people. It's pretty fucking baller. Where's the news section? Oh, probably under the news tab. Who's Bruno Mars' on and off model girlfriend, Jessica Caban? Bruno Mars, astronomical gambling debt rumor false, says MGM Grand. This is from the St. Louis American, so take that for what it's worth. Following a report that singer Bruno Mars owed MGM Vegas a whopping $50 million, the casino told TMZ, a very reputable source, "We're proud of our relationship with Bruno Mars, blah, blah, blah. MGM... and he has no debt with MGM." Sure, buddy. Yeah, I mean, you could have said he has a small debt, and I might have believed you, but you saying no debt? Yeah, I'm fucking right. Bruno Mars goes incredibly stupid, though. I mean, just Bruno Mars, bangers. Who is Jessica Caban? It's probably Caban. I don't know, probably fucking a hot chick that this guy loves. Here's the thing. Here's what I always hated about when people were like, oh, you know, John Lennon cheated on his first wife. You know, oh, Elvis Presley cheated on his first wife. I'm not advocating cheating on your wives, okay? I would never do that. But here's the thing. If you're Elvis Presley or John Lennon or any of these famous dudes, think about the access and the temptation you're faced with day in and day out, and ask yourself, of course you're not cheating living in your 1,400 square foot home in some urban suburb where you go to a job for eight to five every day. Duh, these guys are on tour where chicks are just throwing their clothes at them, and then you look back after you pull the bra off your face and boom, naked chicks. It's going to be pretty hard to turn that down. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm saying I can't believe it's worse. You know what I mean? No, of course not, because everyone has to take the fucking moral high ground. Because the fucking worst thing about people is that, especially with the Kate Middleton thing, especially when somebody cheats on their wife or somebody cheats on their husband, oh, how bad of a person, how bad of a person. Like you've never done anything bad. Like somehow we're supposed to, oh, all of a sudden, no more jokes on the internet because Kate Middleton has cancer. Kate Middleton's got a pretty good life outside of the cancer thing. Okay? Sure, she went missing. She has the, here's the thing, and this is why I hate rich people. Would I like to be one? Of course. Do I get more and more radicalized each day of hating rich people? Of course. I do not. Complain against people who got rich. I complain against people who are rich. Think about it. If you're Kate Middleton and you have cancer and you could take 2 months off of your life, you could just go into hiding and get help. That is inherently the issue. Because if I or anyone I know got cancer and had a day job, has health insurance, doesn't get to go see the royal doctor and the royal, you know, whatever. I have to go see Doctor Who of a what, because that's what my insurance covers. The best thing about having insurance, especially as an American, is you also might not have insurance for that special thing you need. You have insurance, but you don't have that kind of insurance. Sorry. You need to pay for that. Why? Oh, because we're in cahoots with the medical companies and the insurance companies. We're like in cahoots. So we're going to make this procedure cost $10,000. It doesn't cost $10,000, but it's going to cost you $10,000. You're here for 3 hours. That's $10,000. And it sounds like your deductible is $5,000. So give the insurance company $5,000. Then the insurance company gives the hospital $5,000. You know, then they also have to make their $5,000 off the back. So, and then they're going to raise your rate because you used your insurance. That was the most fucked up thing, is you have car insurance and all of a sudden you get a ticket and it's like, well, now you're more expensive, buddy. Wait, why do I even have insurance? So we can raise your rate when you use your insurance? Hey, I got rear-ended on the road. Now your insurance is going up. Sorry. Learn to tell other people to stop, bozo. Oh, Ryan, what are you complaining about? Look, I don't even fucking know anymore. All right? If you're mad at me for not understanding what I'm talking about, then, buddy, get in line, because I don't know either. When people ask me, oh, did you say this? Did you say this out loud on your podcast? Pal, I don't fucking know. Hey, you were talking about this thing. Was I? I have no idea what I'm talking about half the time, 95% of the time. And the other 5%, I'm thinking about what I'm going to say next. I don't know what I'm talking about, ever. Please stop getting mad at me, okay? I just posted a TikTok, and I was arguing with people on TikTok in the comments because some fucking self-tanned douchebag on TikTok is like this weird right-wing, he does like right-wing Facebook humor. So he's like getting grated Parmesan cheese on his chicken Alfredo or whatever the fuck. And he's like, if gun-free zones work, shouldn't we have rape-free zones? As if like that makes any fucking point. And I posted the video like, yeah, I mean, we could have a sign that says rape-free zone, but like we all know people shouldn't rape, but guns are very accessible. And then somebody was like, law-abiding citizens need to have guns because then only criminals would have guns. And I'm like, okay, so you're telling me that when does somebody who's a law-abiding citizen with a gun become a criminal with a gun? What makes a criminal if they haven't committed a crime? Can you point out the criminals to me? And if I ask this guy to point out the criminals to me, I'm assuming they would all look a certain way, if you know what I mean. That's almost as dumb as whenever I get a news update. I saw on Twitter, I'm not calling it X, even though I just did. I saw a video that was like, two sharks were spotted off of the beach in Florida. And I read the article, I read the tweet, I looked at the video, and I thought to myself, well, that seems like a pretty normal place to find sharks, I gotta admit. If two sharks were spotted in the ocean, I'm going to break this news to you. Seems that's like where you were going to find them. And I, you know, I hate to be the guy that is saying that, but I'm glad I didn't see a shark at the gym. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. Okay. There's probably somebody that watching this or listening to this like, dude, I'm actually the shark at the gym. I'm the fucking alpha. There are guys that go to the gym and like, especially the gym I go to, and they walk around with their fucking chest puffed out, like looking like they're going to fight everybody. Years ago, I remember this guy was deadlifting, and then I saw him at a bar once, but he was deadlifting, and he walked over to my friends and I, because we were lifting in a group at that time, and he was like, do you guys mind if I take my shirt off and record? And I'm like, yeah, knock yourself out, dude. I don't know what gay porn site you're recording for. And he thought that was funny, but I was actually joking. But I was just busting his balls. You know what I mean? I'm just a ball buster, okay? I think that's all I had to talk about this week. Oh, would you look at that? Saved by the Bell. Well, like, subscribe, rate, review, tell your friends, tell your mother, tell your father, tell anybody you know about the Into the Woods podcast. Like, subscribe, rate, review, email me at ryanwoodspod@gmail.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Love you.
I wanna hold you, but I can't control the fire. The finest burning ain't a putting out that light. Yeah, desire turns to desire, turns into a quiet old man full of white hair. Thought we had it all planned out in a hijack, but even then everything was a fight. Yeah, peas and carrots, what we inherit. I see the merit in the squeeze of parents. No need to sugarcoat it. I see the need for being married, but who would condone it? When your dreams are being buried and it seems you've been disowned, I say hold on to the little piece of you that's still upon you. Look twice and where's it gone to? Think twice, but what are you gonna do? If this is the type of life you want to, just let it on you. I say. How am I gonna hold you when this love is so disarming? Thought I was so lucky cause you told me I was charming. Nobody told you making money is a problem. For a rapper ain't it funny how it's always so alarming? Same with actors, same with authors, all the same. Just blame the artists, hard them all, the poets pardon. I'm an arm and always starving for attention. Tens of thousands couldn't mention I am worthy, but I'm thirsty, ain't it now? So you could quench it, I'm defenseless. I'm always swinging for the fences. Yeah, I'm always swinging for the fences. I'm always swinging for the fences. I'm always swinging. Trying to hold on to this feeling while believing in this journey. It won't hurt me more than needed. It won't hit me in a hurry. I just wanna call it even, but you leaving me defenseless. I'm always swinging.